You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I definitely feel like a rant today with everything that's going on. As you can tell by the title of this video, when will the right finally say enough? When? Now, earlier, Trump has decided to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. Now, of course, you have the talking heads on the left talking about, oh, Antifa is just an idea, blah, 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 blah. They don't exist, yada, yada, yada. Okay, if they do not exist, then who are the quote unquote mysterious people wearing all black who have their face covered going around and destroying everything in regards to the left's anger? So if Antifa doesn't exist by their logic, then all of those people who show up and are willing to destroy property and sometimes end people, who are these mysterious phantoms and why are they not arrested? Now, there are some who are talking about, well, Trump may have done this to kind of test the waters, if you will. Why? Because some people are saying that in order for Trump to actually go after them, that they need to be designated an FTO, which is a foreign terrorist organization. However, these people more than likely have never joined the military. Therefore, they've never taken the oath of the military. I remember my oath. Why? Because it never expired. My name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Let me stop right there before I proceed on. Domestic. See, that portion of the oath right there will say yes. If Antifa has been truly designated a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization, then yes, Trump does have the authority to send the military after them. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. Yeah. See, that right there is the key. Domestic enemies. And yes, Antifa, the quote-unquote Phantom Nation, which if you look at the true history of Antifa, it is a foreign-born movement. Yeah, they started in Germany. But once again, the talking heads on the left will say, oh my God, this is just an idea. I'm Antifa. I'm anti-fascist. Have no clue what the hell true fascism really is. But nope, they're nothing more than paid agitators. And unfortunately, up until now, they've been actively protected by the left. Why? Because they are the paramilitary enforcement of the left. You can't convince me otherwise. They have far too much destruction under their belt. And unfortunately, they've attacked far too many people. And unfortunately, some people have lost their lives. But yet, once again, the left is now saying, oh, Antifa's just a loose group. They're not really a group. Do they have a flag? Yes, they do. Do they recruit? Yes, they do. That would be a movement. That would be, yeah, it's a movement. Because Antifa is tied to George Soros. Oops, did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. Yes, the hell I did. Antifa's tied to the left. Soros appointed judges. Soros appointed lawyers who get them off, who get them out, who bail them out. Yeah. Yeah. Now, something that I've always heard people say and use in the wrong sense. But of course, when it comes to the left, they want to twist everything to suit their agenda. The word nationalist. What is a nationalist? A nationalist is a person that loves their country. However, when it comes to the left, yes, the right tend to be more nationalistic. Yes, we love our country, but they only want to use it as a sick, demented term when they put the word white in front of it. Ah, he's a white nationalist, so that means he's a racist. Okay, well, what is a black nationalist? Oh, a black nationalist? Oh, they're a coon and a sellout. Yeah, yeah. It is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who are outright insane. Something tells me that this is also part of the great plan. Yeah, yeah. The great plan. Get young men to be so disconnected, so purposeless, that they're easily recruited into radical organizations. Yeah, in my humble opinion, that's also part of the equation. Now you've had more violence coming from the left with the recent shooting at the ICE facility. But once again, I have to ask, when will the right finally say no more? When will the right finally draw a crystal clear line in the sand and say, I dare you to step over this line? See, this is the one part of the right that really pisses me the fuck off. It really does. Sometimes there has to be righteous vengeance. Yeah. Oh, we're not going to go down to the level of them, this, that, and the other. No, no. Even an animal understands there comes a point where if you keep kicking it, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to try to escape, or when you push it into a corner, it's going to go on the attack. The left has more than proved that they are ready, willing, and able to use violence to get their way. And yet, the right, unfortunately, is so damn spineless that they're still worried about being called names. The same names that they continue to call them. Oh, you guys are Nazis. You're fascist. You're racist. Blah, 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 blah. At what point do you finally say, you know what? Fuck you and your words. You cross this line, you encroach onto me, I'm going to be out for blood. Period, point blank. Now, Erica Kirk, bless her heart, she forgave the assassin. Now, let's be crystal clear about something. She forgave him to remove the burden from her spirit. However, do not think for a microsecond that that woman does not want true justice. I would say, once again, righteous vengeance. But yeah. You got Scott Jennings receiving a death threat. You got the affiliates from, the broadcast company. They didn't want to air Charlie Kirk's, funeral because they're getting threats. We have the capability of tracking these people down. Why don't we do it? Why? You put something online, guess what? Your IP can be found out. So why? People are communicating threats all the time. Okay, why don't we go after these people? I'm telling you what's going to eventually happen. And in my humble opinion, this needs to happen. Antifa, let's go ahead and have this happen. Antifa, reform the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers. Let them fight it out. Since Antifa is all about that life while they're under the protection of the left, let's go ahead and let them fight it out. All of these people who are still trying to turn the temperature up, who are still running off at the mouth, who are still trying to get crazy people to do their dirty work for them, you know what? They need to be brought in for incitement. Yeah. Some of these politicians need to be arrested. Plain and simple. Why have we not done that? Yeah. Now, there have been people who've made threats against the president, and guess what? The Secret Service paid them a visit. So, I think if someone makes a threat towards you and you can find that person, you should be allowed to go out and break their fucking jaw. Yeah. There comes a point where words are no longer going to be effective. And I believe we've far gone past that point of no return. These people don't want to talk. They want to be able to impose their will onto anybody on the right. Hell, Destiny and Hassan Piker both said that conservatives need to be ended. Yeah. And yet they kept their platforms for so damn long. But yet, let a conservative so much as cough the wrong way, they're banned, they're deplatformed, they're canceled. No. Nope. So yeah, the left has been allowed to bully the right for far too damn long. And if anybody knows what's the best way to deal with a bully, punch him in the face. Have that scrap. Let them fight it out. Oh my God, RPM, it sounds like you're calling for violence. Nope. I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for defense. And everybody has the right to defend themselves. So if you're a crazed lunatic leftist and you decide that you want to threaten somebody and they take that threat seriously, guess what? That person should be allowed to come see you. Hey, there's going to come a point to where the citizenry are going to take matters into their own hands. Just like in Nepal, which I talked about last week. And apparently there are other countries in which the youth have exploded. Yeah. But hey, we're going to keep it here in America. The left, yeah, they keep poking. They've shown they're willing to shed blood. The right, hey, just saying, those days are numbered, because the right is eventually going to strike back. And when it does, oh, that's going to be one for the history books. Now, I'm going to go ahead and close this out with this semi-trend that I'm seeing. Now, Trump is talking about Tylenol, and pregnant women shouldn't take Tylenol because it could pose a risk to their baby. Yeah, there are women on social media right now who are openly pregnant who are saying, I'm going to take Tylenol just so I can spite Trump. In my humble opinion, every single one of those women should be tracked down. And when they have their child, they should automatically lose custody, because that right there, in my humble opinion, is preterm child abuse. These people are sick. They are absolutely batshit fucking insane. And yet they're the ones allowed to raise children? Hell no. Hell no. But yeah, I'm pretty sure you can see those videos on social media. It's absolutely disgusting. But yeah, all in all, the left, you keep poking, and the right's going to strike back. And believe you me, you're not ready for it. But like I said, now that Antifa has been designated a terrorist organization, even if they are a domestic terrorist organization, yeah, the oath of the military says that Trump can send the military after them. But that remains to be seen. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think in regards to all of this quote unquote heat that's coming from the left mostly. And while the right needs to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off and start letting these people have it. They want it, give it to them. It's time to fight it out. Oh, civil war. No, I don't think it's going to be an actual civil war. But I do think that whenever Antifa shows up, the police need to back down and let the citizens handle business. Mm-hmm. Because believe you me, if Antifa is no longer protected by the police, yeah, there's going to be a lot of regular citizens who are ready to step in and quell them. And by that, you know what I mean. So yeah, to all you leftists out there, to all you insane, Trump deranged people, you better understand this. You better understand this crystal clear. Whatever power you think you have, by being so insane, that will go out. Feminism, which is also part of the equation, that's going to go out right along with it. And trust and believe, when the right finally decides to grow a spine and say enough is enough and take action, oh, I'm going to be there with my popcorn and drinks. And I will definitely say this, I'm not one for trouble, I'm not one to start trouble. But if trouble comes to me, I will be prepared to deal with it by any means necessary. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.